a comedian whose career was founded on satirizing Ukraine's political elite, on course to be its next president. Volodymyr Zelensky was in typical form as the result came through.
I would like to say thank you to all Ukrainians who did not vote just for fun.
During the campaign, it appeared the incumbent, Petro Poroshenko, might not even reach the second round. He struck a humble tone following Sunday's result.
I don't feel any kind of euphoria. I critically and soberly understand the signal that society gave today to the acting authorities.
Poroshenko has attacked his rival, accusing Zelensky of being a puppet of exiled oligarch Ihor Kolomoisky. The next 3 weeks will likely see some brutal campaigning.
Poroshenko's agenda, which was initially based on more on language, faith, away from Moscow, security, so these kind of what you can call statehood aspects. Zelensky's agenda is more focused on responding to the voters' concerns. But how it will play out, we don't know yet because there is little to talk about in Zelensky's agenda.
Zelensky's appeal is his novelty. He's a political outsider.
We will see how the next 3 weeks will go, whether the debates will be held, whether people will cast a protest vote if they do not know what program the candidate offers.
Zelensky's policies will come under greater scrutiny, particularly on the continuing conflict in the east with Russian-backed separatists.
Zelensky has not said how he would confront or what position he would come up with in a conversation, a potential conversation with Russia or in an international format.
For some Ukrainians, Zelensky's inexperience is troubling.
I expected that he would have fewer votes and Poroshenko would have more votes and people would think more and cast their votes thoughtfully.
But his supporters say Ukraine desperately needs change.
Of course I am satisfied. We voted for Zelensky. Everything is cool.
The big loser Sunday was former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who finished in third place. So the choice facing Ukrainians, the incumbent versus the comedian, both strongly pro-Western but with sharply contrasting styles. Much will depend on who the eliminated candidates now endorse and whether Zelensky can continue to pick up protest votes in the second round. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.